Happy Friday. It is podcast time. Lou and Al here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M. The weekend well and truly with upon us.
Yeah, it is. And look, we got that gorgeous public holiday on Thursday, a lot of us. So
tough.
Very nice.
Very tough.
Love
conditions.
A public holiday.
Yep.
But it did sort of get me to thinking about public holidays. Mm. And I don't think we have enough of them, Al.
Oh, I don't
we
think
so.
We
need some more. But we need to justify them. So what should we have a public holiday for?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mm.
Because, of course, we depending on the states, if you're in Victoria, you get the grand final public holiday.
Which is good. And you get the Melbourne Cup public holiday if you're in Victoria. Actually, Victoria's pretty good for public holidays.
They're doing pretty well for sporting. What if we added one for every time the Formula One races in Melbourne?
Yeah.
At Albert Park.
I like that. That's good too.
It's always a big day. It's usually on a weekend, but if we had, you know, the Friday public holiday for F1 Friday.
Yeah, I
there
like
you go.
It.
I'm going to put it out there. Premier of Victoria, whoever that is.
It's much better than FU Friday.
FU Friday, which is every Friday when you're at work, stuck there and you can't get home. That's an FU Friday. And you don't get a public holiday for that.
No.
So there you go. There's my sporting one. I reckon any major sporting event, Oz Open, Formula One, some kind of golfing tournament, anytime there's someone playing volleyball, whatever it is, the netball grand final, public holiday.
Public
please.
Holiday.
I like that.
I like, we're pretty lucky here where we work. We get our birthday as a day off.
That's great.
So I feel, I guess that's not really a public holiday, but essentially it is because everyone, I wonder if like everyone would be taking a day off every day if it was a birthday public holiday.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So there must be people having birthdays on every day of the year. So that could affect productivity somewhat if people were taking their birthdays off all the time.
What if your birthday lands on a weekend?
Well, that's fine.
Or on a public holiday.
No, but if our birthday lands on a weekend, we get a day off in lieu.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure we just get a birthday public holiday, which is kind of nice, like a birthday holiday.
What? You'd be gutted, though, if your birthday's on February 29.
Oh, yeah.
You just go, another 3 years before my next birthday holiday. Yay, great.
Bummer.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do you think we should have public holidays for? I mean, like we've got quite a few as far as, like, there's the Labor Day public holiday.
Yep.
Different in all states.
Yes, that's true. Queen's birthday.
Well, are we going to get to see the Queen? I mean,
King's birthday.
May she rest in peace. Will we get the King's birthday? Or will it still stay as the same date? Or are they going to have to change it and gazette it as a public holiday?
Can we have it both, like Queen's birthday and current King birthday?
Maybe. An extra one would be good.
I think that'd be excellent.
Yeah. I mean, we get the Wodonga Gold Cup and the Albury Gold Cup, but they're only half-day holidays. Now, like a half-day holiday, you've got to get up, you've got to go to work for half a day.
Yep.
I don't like it, Al.
And if you're going to the Cup too, you're going to work in usually dressed up, glammed up. You've been up since, you know, 5 a.m.
Yeah. It's not in the spirit of a public holiday.
I don't think
so. As far as I'm concerned.
No.
It's like a pseudo wannabe public holiday.
What if you had the public holiday the day after, Recovery Day?
Now you're talking.
Because, you know, when you're having a trip to the races. And,
or at least a half day, the first half of the day after.
I mean, you're not expecting much productivity for the second half, let's be honest, if you're starting at lunchtime.
Maybe.
But I'm just thinking if you're trackside and, you know, you've had a few too many champagnes, and that can happen, maybe you do need a recovery day.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I need a recovery day and I don't drink.
Can we Can we have a public holiday for our kids' birthdays?
Nah.
Ah, okay. What about wedding anniversaries?
Oh, that I don't mind.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, look, the unmarried community will be raging against that idea, but it's a thought.
And I guess, again, can you call it a public holiday? It's not really because it'll be a different day for everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It just starts to get messy. So do you just nominate a day? Like, do you call it the... it's the birthday public holiday. So, for example, the day after Australia Day is the birthday public holiday. So two public holidays in a row.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm thinking at this stage we need one for every month. I know it doesn't stretch out like that, but just one day off a month midweek, I think breaks things up.
Yeah. Look, it comes back to what should be happening around the world and certainly in Australia, and that's a 4-day working week. I can't go past it. Al, I feel like if I had any say, which I don't, I would be advocating for the 4-day working week. Get your work done in 4 days, people, have the fifth day off.
I would happily put in an extra 20 minutes of work for those four days just to get off the fifth one.
Well, it'd be more than 20 minutes.
No, that's all I'm going to offer. Just an extra 20 minutes per day. So, you know, 80 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes technically over the 4 days. And I think that it would cover all bases nicely. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, so you're just spitting in the face of my 4-day working week.
I'm fully supportive.
You're not on board. I feel like if you're serious about the 4-day working week, you need to say, all right, then I will put in an extra 8 hours over 4 days, which is an extra couple of hours a day. But who cares? I would happily put in an extra couple of hours a day to get a day off.
There's nothing like having a Friday off.
Honestly.
And just in time for the weekend.
Work-life balance. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
This is probably why we have no power in doing this, because we've just nominated every single reason under the sun to have a public holiday and then decided we only want to work 4 days a week.
Just have a 4-day working week and then we don't even need to worry about public holidays.
It is fine. But hopefully you enjoyed your Australia Day, and here's for more to come.
Yeah, there are some more this year, which is good.
Oh, yeah. When's Labor Day?
I don't know, but it must be soon.
It's in my diary somewhere. All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great one. We'll catch you Monday. Chance at $1,000 back with a free money minute. Enjoy it. We'll chat soon. Triple M.